Sí.
Yo. Oh, she said it. That's a big kasha. That's the big kasha. It was real at a terrace for that. That was brilliant, and I don't remember it. It was in a terrace, but that's the big kasha. That together with the Orach Chaim, HaKodesh, which is really a Zohar. They all bring the Orach Chaim. It's a crucial Zohar. Again, go back to the Tetzaveh Sefer from Bechiria, the whole chapter on those. They bring that as one of the riyas, as one of the riyas for that your Bechiria can affect them. What David HaMelech worried about, so Yemi David. The same thing. Okay, so that's okay. Let's follow that. Let's follow that also here. Next. You said you have a few questions. Huh? Benching? What's benching? Same idea. So, same idea. They have to learn the sugya properly from the bottom up, see exactly where and how. And so, like any sugya, you start off in the machlokas, looks this great. By the time you finish, you'll struggle to see the machlokas. So, it's like any sugya in restraining, you have to learn it like a little lashkar. Another way to get around the sugya. But Rabbi Zvi'el had a teretz for that there was no kasha bichlal, because Rabbi Zvi'el didn't hold like Rabbi Moshe on this. Get an answer for all the kashas. But this one I don't remember. Maybe his son-in-law, I have to find him and ask him. Maybe he remembers what the teretz was. I mentioned it to a few Talmidei Chachamim and they were like, wow, amazing. I really don't remember what he said. Was almost 20 years ago. But yeah. I was thinking about it the other day, actually. I was having this argument with somebody. He brought Yomi David. Said him. Even if you'll hold that you can, you have to know that it's not poshut. It's very subtle. It's really based on zchiyot, not zchiyot, how, where, when will Hashem intervene, when he won't intervene. Somebody did the work for you already. Open up the safe in English and read it. It's been translated into Hebrew yet. Yeah, it's been translated into Hebrew if you want to do it in Hebrew as well with Makovis. So you have no excuses anymore. He's given the shiur many times as well, so you could probably just sit back and listen. You don't even have to read. He gave the shiur by us many years ago. He gave the shiur like right in the beginning of when he gave the shiur. I heard it in South Africa, the Kwela once, whatever. Anyway, then he pulled it off. He wanted me to take it off. He didn't want it up on the website where we keep all the shiur. They had to record it. He asked me to take it down. Oh, because there were things in there that he was able to refine afterwards and whatever, things that needed refinement or whatever. So he took it down and then we put up the new version. But probably there as well on the Alozoche, whatever. Okay, we spoke last time we met, a long time ago, in Perek Dalet. So we learned that you have a chiyuv. Also, a person has a chiyuv to make yishtadlis, to do things in order to achieve what he needs to achieve. Even though we don't really understand why. We saw from Shmuel HaNavi, person says to make yishtadlis. Hashem tells Shmuel HaNavi to go and anoint David. And Shmuel says, what are you talking about? It's dangerous. Hashem says, tucking you out. So take a korban, whatever. Don't understand what's going on there. But we're not allowed to endanger our lives. And he said, if you do, there's two possibilities. The first possibility is you put yourself in danger when you weren't supposed to, or you'll die. And then you'll be a rotzeach shel atzmoi, which is a terrible, terrible avera. It's the worst rotzeach you can do. That was the one option. The second option, on shunin shin nun dalet, efshuta shnei sha'amram yinatzel bezrat ha'boyer mi'asukona. You may be saved from the Sakana. Hashem might, for whatever cheshbonus he's got, he still wants you around in his world. So you'll be saved from the Sakana. In order to save you, you need some kind of payment. So Hashem takes it out of your schiot, comes out of the merits that you built, and you lose your schar. Because I'll tell you, you never stand in a dangerous place and say, Hashem will do a nace for me. Shema ain oisin lo nais, because maybe he won't do a nais for you. Vim oisin lo nais, menakin lo mischiyosov. Don't get it more clear than that. Person will put himself in a sakana. Either he'll die, Hashem won't do him for a nais, or Hashem will do a nais for him, but he's going to pay for it dearly. Yaakov Avinu Olav Shalom Omar, the famous Yaakov Avinu, Ketanti Mikola Chasodi. Yaakov says, I become small from all the chasodim. So the simple pshat is, I'm feeling a little bit, you know. Ketanti Mikola Chasodim, Hashem, you've done so much chasodim for me, I've become small, diminished. But that's not, the simple pshat is not what pshat is. The Targum Onkelos explains it, Ze'irin Schiosai, Mikol Chasachter, Mikol Tavon. My Schiot, Yaakov, what was his fear? Hashem, you've done so much for me and I don't deserve any of this. So therefore, where is it coming from? It's coming from our Schiot, Ketanti, my Schiot to become minimized because of all the chesed you're doing for me. And Shalom told me, don't worry, you're okay. About that, you see, Yaakov Avinu was worried. So those are the two possibilities. The person doesn't make his shtadlis, the proper shtadlis he's supposed to make. The end result, again, is not told whether you made his shtadlis or not. Either you'll bow, Hashem will save you. The end result's not told you made his shtadlis, you didn't make his shtadlis. You put yourself into a sakana, the outcome's not clear. Hashem will decide to do what he wants to do with you. But at the end of the day, you're going to suffer. You may not make his shtadlis and you'll get the panasa, but it's coming from, so you might have to pay for it somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? You may not get the panosa. It's always like that. Hashem, it's cheshbonus that we don't understand. We'll never understand. You have to do what you have to do because you have a chiyuv. If you don't do it, you're going to pay a price because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. But the end result, that's up to Hashem. Again, there's no steerer to that. Okay. It's a mozen, it's al bosha, it's a dira, it's a midas, a toivis. Again, what midas toivis are doing here, I'm not involved in this. Midas toivis is only for olam hazeh, in olam hazeh. That's the category in. I think midas toivis has something to do with olam hazeh, but also olam haba. I'm not gairis midas toivis here, I don't know what to do with it. Okay? Again, it's remember the problem we had, huh? No gears to change. It's not gears to change. We just don't understand what it's doing here because we don't know what mid is on, we don't know what tav is on. We haven't got a clue what we're talking about. The same way when it comes to life and death, a person has to take proper, responsible steps to guard his life and his death. So too, the obligation of a person to go after means by which he will achieve health, food, clothes, accommodation, mid is tav is, what we call it tadlis, okay, for panasa, for briut. And to avoid all the things that are in opposition to these means, these ishtadlises. Even though it's clear to him, the imuna, clear, poshet. The emtzeot, the panosa, the ishtadlis he's making, it doesn't bring nothing. It's a lot kashur to what he gets in the head. Einu mo'ilim loy b'me'uma. Can't get it clearer than that. Doesn't do anything. Lahasig is dvarim ma'ilu to get these things. These things have got nothing to do with your emtzeim. Elim ha'vayis b'ach goror al-kach. V'kolzois, the guy if the boy doesn't decree that he'll get it. He can make his shtadlis till he's blue in his face and he won't get it because Hashem didn't decree that he should get it. Nevertheless, he's chayev to make his shtadlis. Learn those words of the heart and say them to yourselves. Start saying it once a day at least. If there's no gzeira for Hashem, you ain't going to get it no matter what you do. But calls race, nevertheless, so what am I doing? It's not going to do anything. You have to do it. Somebody owns a field. So he has to clear the field, he has to take out the thorns, or lizoya, or lashkris, or some yeshlo maim. He has to plow and plant and irrigate. ויחד עם זה עליו לפתוח על הבויס ברוך שיפרי אס אדמוסו וישמוד או סוי בנזר. You have to trust in Hashem that all's going to come out well. Trust in Hashem. You have to do what you have to do. You have a field, you have to plow, you have to clean it, you have to do whatever you need to do to keep the farm functioning properly. And at the end of the day, I know that it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when anything grow will be or not. It's not kosher to you. ויעבר צבוסוי וישלח בויס בחוסוי. כמו שלא נוחם מצידה להשאיר את האדמה ללא עיבוד וללא זריע, על סמוך ביטחון על השם. He can't שינון ה. He can't, if he has a field, he has to look after the field, he can't just leave it and make it into weeds. And say, no, if the boy always grows, that the field will grow, it'll grow. ואם לא, לא. כך גם בא להם הלוכה, הסייכרים, והסחירים, בצובים לחזה אחרי פנוסום, therefore, everybody has to find his means of panosin, is a chiv to do it. Everyone according to his particular field. Panosin is given via Hashem's hand and with Hashem's permission. And Hashem guarantees you'll have panosin. If Hashem doesn't want you to live, there won't be panosin. But if Hashem wants you to live, he understands he's going to give you what to live on. Hashem wants you to live, that he can't starve you to death. He has to. There's no... If Hashem wants you to be alive, he's going to give you the basic things you need to live. That's poshut. Hashem can give you the panosa whatever way he wants. Lord tzarichotcha. And he shouldn't think that this means that he's making for panosa. Can help or damage him in any way because it can't. You made a decision to make a panosa based on the klalim that he gave us. You asked the rov, you worked it out. Now that you know what you're supposed to be doing, know that you're doing that because you're chayev. And the panosa will come because the gzeiris Hashem has got nothing to do with your ishtadlus anymore. That's what a person has to know. That's what we just learned now. Fundamental chapter paragraph here in the first level. Okay. That's what he says. Ukamosha is bound to be mentioned again. Lachamim havas kain nave gam shechayv esadam lachzah acharei mtsoim shalidei da da da. He says exactly. Come on. If he doesn't do ishtadlus, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to turn around and say, the panosah that I'm giving you is come and have your schiyot. Why Hashem and how that works? I'm not going to kol kach. You don't understand. It's not mesubach. Well, that's what Hashem said. That's what he's saying. You put yourself in a sakana. So either you'll die, or Hashem will say, no, no, I need this guy around for certain reasons still, so you'll live. But what's your skut to live when you put yourself in this economy, you forfeited your life? Hashem says, fine, you've got you did a few mitzvahs, yeah? And take it out of there, and you don't get schar anymore, because I used up your schar to save your life. The same as panasa. You won't do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do. He's still going to give you the panasa, or not. And once again, when you get the panasa, that's based on Zeris Hashem. But you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So the merit of the panosa will come out of your schiot. Katanti mikol ha-chasori, that's Yaakov Avinu. My merits have become minimized because all the chesed, Yaakov Avinu felt it. He had done enough to earn what he was having. What Hashem was giving, he didn't feel he'd earned it. He didn't do enough to deserve that. So where's that being paid from? Must be being paid from somewhere. One is a mitzvah to make his status for panosa and health and all the other things as well. Same chiyuv. That's what he said earlier. We learned that. Yeah. Putting yourself into sakana is the same as not making the status for panosa. When you're supposed to. Oh, if you put burning down from hunger, it's the same thing. Again, let's put them into parallel. Putting yourself into danger, okay, is not going to determine whether you live or die. Hashem is going to decide whether you live or die. But putting yourself into danger is like the ishtadlus. You have a chiyuv to not do anything that endangers your life. So you have a chiyuv to not do something that will prevent you from getting panosa. Not make the ishtadlus is one of the things that Hashem could say. You didn't make ishtadlus. I'm not giving you panosa.
Mitzvah to protect yourself from
that. And a mitzvah to also, a positive mitzvah to do things that will provide you what you need to live. Exactly the same. It's not exactly poshut. The Chovas HaLevavos lumps panosa and health together. because he can in the way he bought things. Because he doesn't mention Bezayas Apecha Toich Alech. The reason that you make Yishtadis, he never mentioned that's because of the Klala of Adam Rishon. If you're learning that the reason why you have to make Yishtadis for Panos is because of Bezayas Apecha Toich Alech, and what Griu's got to do with it? How do you lump health into that? Then health becomes a different chiyuv of the Gamra. Okay, that's, I'm just lumping them together because he does. Eventually, we'll have to tease those apart and look at them separately.
Shtatlos doesn't cause Parnasa.
Kimtzrim einu moilim lo b'ma'uma lahasig dvarim eile.
You can't get... ...of Shtatlos can cause either no Parnasa at all.
Or you'll get Parnasa, but you're going to pay for it.
No, it won't
cause lack of panasa. It's a Kodesh Boch has a look at you and said, a Kodesh Boch.
No.
Yeah, but it's not because the Hishtadus makes the panasa.
No.
And therefore, you don't
make the Hishtadus, not you win as the Kodesh. And therefore, as a punishment, you could get the panasa withheld from you.
Correct. The punishment for not making Hishtadus could be that Hashem will hold your panasa and you'll die from starvation.
Hishtadus doesn't cause the panasa, but lack of Hishtadus puts you in a sakana and therefore you will.
Yeah, but not making Hishtadus doesn't stop the panasa either.
Not making Hishtadus doesn't stop the panasa.
No.
But,
you just pay a fine. Again, it could and it could not. And the same as making Hishtadus may make panasa, may not make panasa. Yes, making Hishtadus, again. Making ishtadlis doesn't guarantee you'll have panosa, not have panosa. The panosa comes from Xeris Hashem. So lack of making ishtadlis doesn't mean that you won't have panosa, you will have panosa. It's exactly the same.
There's no sign.
But in the world of Yochas ishtadlis, there's an Einish call it that, and if you didn't make ishtadlis and you get what Hashem wanted to give you anyway, but you make ishtadlis, that panosa you're going to pay for from your schiot, which we don't understand 100% of all.
You're putting yourself in
Sakana. It's not like putting yourself in Sakana, but the principle is exactly the same. Because it could be that because you didn't make Ishtadis, the punishment will be that you don't get Panosa. Not even Panosa is Sakana. Correct, but that's not because you didn't make the right Ishtadis, that's because of Zerus Hashem.
Then Ishtadlis does impact on Hashem. We say that if you don't, you're...
If you don't put on tefillin, Hashem can also decide not to feed you today. Because there's a chil to make Ishtadlis, there's a chil to put on tefillin. There's no direct connection between the Ishtadlis and the Panosa. In some ways, there's no direct connection between tefillin and Panosa. First of all, Shabbos, he could lose his Panosa as well.
No, the connection we're saying is
then he's going to get punished. The same as if he doesn't put on filling, he's going to get punished. Maybe in the punishment, maybe he won't have panosa. It could be he's getting panosa in the schus of putting on filling and didn't put on filling, so he gets panosa now without the schus of filling, and it has to come from somewhere else. I don't know. Once again, just absorb.
It could be actually kind of by now putting on
filling. Because it could starve to death. Again, I'm just using extreme example. Don't go there. Let's focus on what we do know. We all want to, but we don't. So what we understand, we understand what he said. But there's lots of stuff we don't understand yet. It's too complicated.
The pill doesn't make you better.
No.
But the lack of taking a pill puts you in a sakana, and a punishment could be that you would continue to get sick.
And we don't understand that. If the pill's not doing anything, so what's the problem that I didn't take the pill? How does that put me in a sakana? Because that's what Hashem decided. Because that's, I don't even know it's normal or not. That's what Hashem decided. Zemash HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. I want the world to function in a normal way. I want you doing things that minimizes the miracle that's taking place. When I heal you, I don't want you to think it's a miracle because it's going to impact on your Bechira or because of whatever the reasons. Therefore, please take a pill, okay? So that hides the miracle and your Bechira stays intact. You don't take the pill, I still have to heal you, but you're going to pay for it from somewhere else. There's a price you're going to pay for that because you didn't do what I told you to do. Exactly how that works or whatever. Hishtadlis is a serious business, Rabbi Yisrael.
If you don't take the pill, one option is Hashem could work because these.
What was going to happen was going to happen. Again, there's levels here, there's stages. It's not all one big challenge. A Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a person ill. Yeah? And a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows how long he has to be ill for, and nothing this guy does is going to change. his illness, how long he's going to be ill for, the intensity of the illness, whatever. Hashem comes along to him and says, you have to make ishtadlus. Go to a doctor, take this pill. He's going to say it mefurish. The pill doesn't do anything and the side effects don't do anything. I call me a Kodesh Baruch. Right? So he takes the pill. Why? The Kodesh Baruch told him to take the pill. That's going to make him better. Not going to make him better. Look, I shoot the pill. Nothing. The pull. There's nothing in that pull that's going to heal you or harm you. That everyone understands. There's no problem with that. Okay. Then he throws the door. No, I'm saying theoretically, philosophically, we all understand that's how I should make the world. Now, where does the problem become start? I take not the pull. I'm not taking the pull. Now, you didn't take the pull. Hashem's Gzeira hasn't changed one bit. Hashem's Gzeira that you should live or die, Lichaira shouldn't change because it's not telling whether you took the pull or not. If you're taking the pull or not taking the pull, should have no impact on the Gzeira, correct? And yet he's saying that you're not taking the pull may open up a new file that says, one second. You're not doing what I told you to do to make your status, to minimize the maze, to maintain book, you know, whatever. Therefore, whether I save you or not, I'm not telling you taking the pull. But if I save you and you didn't take the pull, I'm going to make you pay for that somewhere else. I'm going to take it out of your schiot because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. That's difficult to understand.
One of those things that Hashem could do was when you had this, the schus to live, irrelevant of whether you take the pill or not.
Correct.
But when you didn't take the pill,
you lost the right to live.
You lost the right to live. Correct.
Hashem changed his mind. Nachon. But again, these are the curses. I once heard from a rabbi, when you put yourself in a sakana, there's a gzera that you should live. You're going to live to 120. You put yourself in a sakana, how can you die? There was a gzera that you can live to 120. Because when you put yourself in a sakana, they open up your file upstairs, which was closed till now. You can put yourself in a sakana. You must be a big tzaddik. You must have a lot of schiot. Let's open the file and see what do you have to save you. And now you're in a lot of trouble. Because now you're having your own little private Rosh Hashanah without an edel to get ready for.
And you could use up some of those.
And they open up the file. As long as the file's closed, you're fine. You're safe. You put yourself in a sakana, it's goyim that the file gets opened. The same as Lashon Hara. Same as Lashon Hara. Your file's locked. Can't open it. You speak Lashon Hara, they open up the file. Suddenly everything starts falling apart in your life, God forbid. What happens? You spoke Lashon Hara, they opened up your file, and all the things that the last 20 years have been in the file, and the file's been sealed, and they couldn't open it up. Suddenly the washing machine goes, and this goes, and that goes, buck, 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 buck. What's happened? Spoke Lashon Hara. You spoke Lashon Hara, and they opened up the file. That's all. We do things not to open up the file. Putting yourself in Sakon is one of the things that opens up your tick. And now things start getting shaky. Because all those things that were hidden away that no one was ever going to look at because the Makatrik's not allowed to go there unless certain things happen. You put yourself in Sakana, the Makatrik says, we're opening up the file to see whether this guy's got any merit to save his life or not. And then it starts becoming there's a Rosh Hashanah happening there.
Wait, and if you do use up those merits to save your life, then you've lost those merits in Olam Habam, no?
That's what you said. The Yapsid Eschoroi. That's Yankiv Avinu's fear.
I have a headache. I take an Advil. I feel better.
Nothing to do with the Advil.
Nothing to
do with the Advil. It's a hard mistake. So it's very hard.
And I'll tell you when it's hard. Every time it happens,
it works. Let me tell you another thing, my friend. You have a headache, you take an Advil. The headache carries on. You take an Akamol and the headache goes away. That's even harder. You take a certain antibiotic and the sickness doesn't go away. You go back to the doctor, he says, okay, forget about that, try this, and it goes away. It's a big any sign. They're all pashut. No, the answer to that is quite pashut. The decree that you're going to have a headache for 4 hours. After an hour, you took an Advil. The law is there. So you waited an hour or two, and then you took an Akamol. And now the time is for the headache to end because it was a four-hour headache. You'd think it's the Akamol or the Advil. It's an Isoin or Gadol. Sometimes it's a hard and Isoin. It depends who you are. Some people in Panosa don't have any Isoin with Ishtalas and Panosa. It's Poshut for them. But they have a problem in Briot. Other people in health, they see it Poshut. When it comes to Panosa, they're workaholics. Each person on his level, where he is in all the different areas. The local kaf pashut. Lo pashut. And each one you have to know. Each one has its gedorim. Each one has its rules and regulations. You're making status for shiduchim for your daughter. There's a whole concept tuchan aruch on the status here that you have to make. But you have to know it's got nothing to do with the shtadlis. It says that shiduchim shel adam is kasha kekriyas yamshich. Now what the kasha is, I don't know. Why it's difficult, I mean, lo yodah. I'm not going into there. But just there's a dimyan ya between kriyas yamsuf and shiduchim. Correct? So what's one of the things you can learn from this? Put them and says this. When Klal Yisrael jumped into the water, yeah, until they jumped into the water, the sea wasn't going to split. Klal Yisrael jumped into the water, and now the sea splits, right? It was them that split the sea. It was their shtadlis that they went into the water up to their noses. That's what caused the sea to split? No. Had they not done that, would the sea have split? No, there's no point in the sea splitting if you don't jump in. Same as Shiduchim. You have to make ishtadlis, you have to find the shtadlis, and you have to do what you have to do. But do you think that that's what's making the shit off? The same as that's what's like Kriyas Yamsuf. You didn't split the sea with all the ishtadlis in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hand, taps the water, and it turns to blood. That's what made it turn into blood? No. Elisha lay on the child, and he put his nose on his nose and his mouth, and he said, that's what raised the child's laugh? That's what brought him back to laugh? You're ridiculous. But that's what you have to do for yourself. Sometimes the shtadlis is just for you, in order for you to maintain, for your leisure, just so that he shouldn't become a balgaiva. The destiny explains. Hashem starts doing open miracles for you. You start raising the dead. You start thinking you're a somebody. Hashem says, calm down. It's got nothing to do with you. Noah also had to be put into a teva for that reason. Moshe Rabbeinu had to also do minimal things in order to maintain his levels of a knob. We don't understand what we're talking about. Well, those are the klalim. Zaira. Where's failures?
We don't succeed.
That's awesome, Zaira. A cold talk. That's all what's best for you. You go back to your basic starting point. Everything that happens to me. Animamin, to say the first animamin, you answer all your questions. Animamin b'emunat shleima, shabayis b'ach shmoi hu boyeru umanig l'kolaburim, v'hu le'ova adoi, also oisev yaseh, did, will, do, and is doing everything alone. That means whether you have panos, you don't have panos, it's the same love and caring HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's a kol l'tova. In panosas, on achievement of failure. You have panos, you don't have panos, that's called an achievement of failure. That you'll deal with when we get to Ruchniotik, you'll have achievements and failure. In panosas, there's no achievement of failure. There's only a failure that you failed to do proper ishtadlis. But again, you failed to put on tefillin. Forget it, mitzvah. Nothing to do directly with your outcome of your panos. Good question, but that's not a subject now. That we spoke about the other day. And that's a very personal thing, and that's based on many, many factors and criteria. And if you don't sit down and work it out properly, okay, you're not going to get it right, and you're going to be in for a big fright one day. Because it's serious business, ishtadlis. It's not a game. A person needs to know how much ishtadlis. If you make too much, he's going to tell you, you're wasting your time when you could be learning. And if you don't make enough, you're committing suicide. He's going to tell you that as well. It's a very fine balance, and it requires a lot of trial and error, and it's not possible. And the criteria are multiple, and it's avoided. It's not something you just get like a fixed boom. It's avoided. How much is studless? And remember, the biggest danger when you start learning about betochen is betochen becomes an excuse for laziness. Now, Mayvin Yovin, the ones that are smiling know what I'm talking about. You become a frumer and you're lazy. So you don't make your studies because you got betochen. That's not betochen. That's called laziness. This says that before it. Betochen becomes an excuse.
Oh, I was taking away all.
I don't have any questions. So you didn't ask any questions. I can't be having answers.